This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
All right, we are back for hour two. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number, and we'll help you out. Check out the Odyssey app. You can subscribe to our podcast, and almost 600 of them are out there. So you can spend a few months of listening and never miss a moment and hear all 580 some odd podcasts. But you can subscribe, and we'd appreciate it. Never miss a show. And we do thank you for doing that. Let's go over to your calls. Bill in Terryville is up next. What's happening, Bill?
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a question regarding getting rid of my copper cable and replacing it with fiber.
All right.
So I just got a notice in the mail that one of the fiber companies, I'll dare to say that it's Frontier.
Hmm.
You know, it's going to give me a good price for switching over. I think it's a lot better than what I'm paying for my current provider, copper provider.
Yeah.
But I know you've also talked about, you know, GoNetSpeed, and I did find out by looking online that GoNetSpeed is also available in my town.
Yep.
And the question I have, too, which is probably more important, can I buy, and I heard a little bit about it this morning, my own router rather than have use their routers?
You can. So I would start backwards, right? You can buy your own router, and it's kind of neat to do that if you have a little understanding of how routers work. Make sure you get one that's Wi-Fi 6 and can handle the LAN, WAN throughput of whatever you're going to be getting in fiber. Most of those current routers should be able to handle it by default.
Okay.
Now your first question though is if you have an option, just the ability to not use the incumbent. Nothing against the persons that are offering you the fiber, but the ability to not use the incumbent who have been serving this Connecticut state for so many years and charging an arm and a leg and a spleen for internet, thanks to our legislators who don't understand how electricity works either. Now you have an alternative in GoNetSpeed.
Right.
That's rewarding Frontier. That. Yeah, just rewarding. Well, Frontier is the incumbent, right? They've been around forever here.
I'm thinking of Comcast.
Yeah, they're the typically. Yeah, typically it was only two choices, right? So for me, it's purely to reward the fact that we have a competitor in town, right? And I've had nothing but good results myself, and it's just out of pure, fortitude that I would reward the competitor that's helping. The only reason Frontier gave you that price is because of GoNetSpeed. If GoNetSpeed wasn't here, you would not be getting a deal. We all would be paying an arm and a leg and a spleen for internet. The ability to have competition brings down the price, period. And so for that fact alone, I would see if GoNetSpeed is in the area and sign up for that.
Okay, that answers my question. And once again, it's always good to give the competition. I'm going to call you guys back in a couple months. I'm planning on upgrading my PC,
yeah,
and I'll probably can use some advice.
Sounds good. Happy to be there for you, Bill.
Okay. Gentlemen, have a great day, and I will be looking for your podcast.
Oh, very good. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Right, bye-bye. So, yeah, I mean, it took so long to get a competitor here.
Right.
And we finally have one, and I would just contend, no matter what you're feeling, just reward them. Thank them, right, for coming in here and bringing down the price of internet, and then wonder why our legislature can't figure out that with electricity. They seem to not know how it works. And, you know, I was reading, I think I saw Aaron Stewart do a podcast or some sort of video explaining what's going on. And she talked about Pura's mission has affordability in it. And I didn't believe it, actually, because she said it as she was describing, you know, ranting about Pura, which I'm fine with her ranting about. But I was like, that's actually in their mission, affordability? What is that based on? Like, we are the most let-em-eat-cake state you could come across. So is it affordability based on, you know, red velvet cake? Or is it, you know, it's not affordability that there anything in this state that we're working toward. If it was the case, we would be looking at trying to lower and be the lowest electric costs in the nation, right? We would be championing lowest electric costs in the nation so that we can have the rest of that, of everything that's built on energy, go down in price. But that's not what happens in this state.
No.
It's so frustrating.
No, and the worst part of it is we have an electricity vendor, right, Eversource,
yeah,
that actually has said that they aren't being given enough money.
Right.
They charge the highest rates and almost the highest rates in the country.
Right.
And they don't consider that enough.
Nope. And of course, we have the that third new charge on our bills that we're paying for other people's stuff. So that's, again, thanks to our legislature.
And that's also, most of that money is actually going to Constellation to keep the Millstone reactor alive.
Right.
Because they threatened to shut it down.
Right.
And the state said, oh, here, let's give you some money. So, keep it going, guys.
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. So my point again is to reward the competitor coming in, yeah, and GoNetSpeed, because they are the only reason that internet prices are low is because of them. All right. As we wait for your calls, feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. Carolyn had a thing she wanted to bring up from last week, and she said she would bring it up if we had a lull. And I surprised her with this, so she's putting on her headphones.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
What do you got there, Karen?
The picture did go away, but I do remember it. Basically, a few weeks ago, I randomly got a text saying, "Hi, my name's Karina Joe, and I have a job opportunity for you. And you can work remote. You'll get paid as soon as you complete the work. This is only going to take like an hour out of your day." Mm. And I think it said I could make like between $360 to almost like $1,300.
Wow.
And
that's gigging money.
Yeah. And obviously that's too good to be true.
Yeah.
Based on that, and the number definitely didn't look like a U.S. number. Mm. And it actually came from an email. It didn't come from a physical number that was texted to me.
Wow.
I can't even pronounce the email. I just know it's at outlook.com.
Yeah. Yeah. So you had a scam right to your phone.
Yeah. And we're looking for a part-time assistant to join our team.
Wow.
And you can, this job takes just 1 hour per day and can be done anytime and anywhere. Yeah. And pays daily wages from $300 to $1,360.
So people are going to fall for that. You're going to put in your information, which is what they're trying to get from you. And then, of course, there's no job. So, all right, Carolyn, we appreciate that. They're even going after the Utes.
Yep.
So what else you got, Dennis?
Oh, I got an interesting story about Microsoft, our favorite company.
Yes, yes.
They have their own AI engine. It's called Copilot,
mm-hmm,
which has nothing to do with Microsoft Office, which is going to be renamed Copilot.
It is?
Which is completely different.
Well, I didn't hear that. They're,
yeah.
They're renaming Office Copilot?
Yes.
So Word, Excel?
It's going to collectively be called Copilot sometime during the next year or so.
Yep. Just to confuse everybody.
They love doing that. At any rate, you can go into Copilot, and apparently Copilot will tell you how to activate Windows 11 without a license.
Oh, I love it. Nice. That's helpful,
Microsoft. You can circumvent their activation, and Microsoft itself will tell you how to do it. Now, I'm going to say it out loud.
Right.
We are not going to tell you how to do this because it's illegal for us to help you do it.
Right.
All we're reporting is that it is possible to do it.
Thanks to AI. And of course, if it's on the interwebs, most likely the Copilot is just taking some information from the interwebs and telling you how to do it.
Right. It probably picked it up from some dark website and it archived that information. And when somebody asked that question in the right way, it triggered spitting that out.
Because that's a great point. The AI, we're trying to protect you from the dark web, but the AI looks at everything.
Yeah.
Microsoft is not telling its AI not to look at the dark web. It is looking at all sources. Actually, we've actually had stories where these AI companies train their stuff on stuff that's been stolen and placed in the dark web. Right? So these companies have no shame. And it would be just perfect poetic justice to have AI. Now, you and I would never have come across this. Why? Because we know not to play in the dark web. But but the fact that Microsoft's own AI will do it and other AIs will actually – so there's people who are stealing stuff and putting it in the dark web so they can train their AI, like stealing books, stealing copywritten material, but the AI companies don't care. So they're sampling all that information in the dark web. We've had stories I can remember just the past couple of weeks. So this is another issue, right? You're so – I don't know what it is. Your morals are so low that you haven't even filtered where AI can get its data. You actually encourage it to get it from the dark web.
Yeah.
That's a bad sign. That's not what you're hoping for. And the information you're going to get is stuff that we never would see. You and I would never know that unless we went and played around the dark web.
Right.
Which we wouldn't do.
No.
We have better things to do. And, of course, you don't want to get in trouble on the dark web by accident. It's illegal, by the way. It's not illegal to be in the dark web.
It's correct. It's not illegal to be on the dark web.
Right.
It is illegal to tell people how to do things like circumvent activation.
Right. But Microsoft has found that Copilot will do it for you. Thanks,
Copilot. So their Copilot will break the law for you.
Thanks, Copilot. All right. Let's go to your calls. We're going to go to MJ in New Haven. What's happening, MJ?
Good morning. Happy month of March.
Yeah, you too.
Just a quick question about antivirus in iPhones. Just Windows comes built in with Defender, and I have a Samsung Android that comes with Knox. Is there any antivirus built into iPhones?
I don't know.
I believe there is some basic anti-malware. How can I put it? Algorithms built into the operating system, but I don't think that it's anything that you or I would consider an antivirus.
Right. So there's no third party per se that's built.
There's
in.
No third party, and I don't think Apple makes a product that they call anti-malware or antivirus.
And they would contend they don't need one, but we're seeing more and more scams going after you guys. So
yeah, I mean, I don't go to dangerous places on the web to begin with, but every once in a while you go to some place that seems, you know, kind of innocuous, and I can recognize when I've ventured into some place I really don't want to be, and I bail out. But it does concern me. If I come down with a virus, how do I get rid of that?
Well, on your iPhone, you have to see what's happening. You may or may not even know you're coming down with a virus.
Right. You might not have any symptoms. You can always do a factory reset on it and start over. Assuming that you've backed up your data elsewhere, like to the iCloud or some other cloud, or to a NAS on your network, which would be the better way to go.
A little more secure.
Then really, all you would do is just do a factory reset, start over, and the only compromise that could remain is if the the malware somehow got into the firmware of the phone. Right. Which is certainly possible, but yeah. I would think that it's...
Didn't that Israel security company, Israeli, have that stuff that is doing that on...
Yeah.
Yeah, that Pegasus stuff?
Pegasus does that.
So...
But that's not actually... Well, it is, it's malware, but it's spyware.
Right.
And in most cases, but not all, it's put on a device by law enforcement.
So, yeah.
So there's no... I can't go to like Norton or someplace like that.
Yeah, you can. You can get a third party. You can. We've recommended ESET and other tools, but it's not built. You had asked about built-in. Yes, you can get third-party AV solutions for iPhones and Apple devices. Yes, right from there.
I wonder how much of a drag does that put on the battery?
with Apple, it's who knows. Their own AI puts a drag on the battery. Apple's always had issues with battery. Life, but they'll save you. They'll just turn the phone off on you to make sure it doesn't.
Okay, I have one other quick question. I have heard, without any verification, that if you're charging the iPhone and you leave the charger on too long, it actually tends to cause the battery to drain faster. Is there any truth to that?
For the most part, no. And the only exception would be is if you're using. Like a charger that isn't in very good condition or that you bought for like $2 at some dollar store that is not a very good charger. Right. The reason is because the charger and the phone both have active power management logic in them. Mm-hmm. They watch each other. They talk to each other. They regulate that voltage. So when the battery reaches, and the battery itself, the battery has a chip in it that has power management. Mm-hmm. So between all those things talking to each other, they regulate the power. And like I said, as long as that communication is taking place, then it's not going to do anything, really. I mean, we really have to get over this thing that people have, that they actually think that their chargers are going to blow up their phones. The circumstances that cause that are very rare. There would have to be a defect in something for that to happen.
I can tell you real quick with my Pixel, they do have a feature where I've only set mine to charge to 80% because it does extend the life of my battery by not always going to 100%. And of course, now it's not hot anymore. When I have touched it with the wireless charging that I would have like in my car, let's say, it only goes to 80%, so I don't get that heat issue. And that's a Pixel feature that probably does exist in the iPhone too. But Dennis is right. I mean, you're probably not going to have too many. Apple's just known for battery issues because of their logic, really. And we are back. And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, so feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. And we are having a Miracle on Ice moment. The Hartford Current has a best of competition going on, and in the radio category, you can vote for Computer Talk with Tab and a couple of rank amateurs, unpaid, here on Saturday mornings, going up against the professionals, the media, big media here in Connecticut,
big media,
yes. We're trying to take down big media with a forecheck, so. Vote for us if you could. It'd be funny. It'd be funny if we won. We're not holding our breath, but we know we have great listeners over the past 30 years. So I know you get to register and you get to put all sorts of information in for the Hartford Current to then not sell you a paper, but that's not my problem. Let's go to Sue in Hebron. Hey, Sue.
Hi. I had a question for both of you about software that I could put on my PC that would help weed out duplicate photos. Apple products have it in their photo app where it shows you and you can go through and delete one at a time. I was looking for that for my PC.
Yeah, but the names of the photos are different, so they're not really duplicates, right? Every photo is an original name, so you're going to need... I know if Carmen was on the show, he would tell us right now what to use. Do you know anything, Dennis?
Well, I've heard of things like AllDupe.
But is AllDupe good for duplicate file names or pictures?
I don't know if it does that.
Well, what about that stuff you talked about, that photo software you love so much that we've never heard of that you brought up a few times, that free stuff?
Irfan View?
Yeah. Does that have any kind of duplicate?
That's a good question.
Because with cameras these days, right, you can take 15 pictures of the same thing. That's what you're talking about, right? So, but each picture has a different name. So it has to have some sort of recognition built
right
in.
It has to be able to read the graphic and then decide if it's the same image.
Right.
Without taking the file name into account.
I would have to put that out to the ether to see if any photo folks that are in like the, you know, like photography business that are dealing with weddings and what have you that have software that you'd have to run it through it and then say, okay, I see this is duplicate. And then maybe the software picks the wrong one and says, this is, I think Sue here is in a bad light. But the picture that was taken a millisecond later is in a good light, but maybe you like the bad light picture. How are you going to have the software know which one to do? You know?
Is there software? I mean, I have that issue where it's...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, taking 15 shots of the same thing.
Right.
But I also have the issue of where I may have copied a photo with the same file name 15 times through different things, like, you know, posting it on Facebook, sending it to somebody.
Yeah, yeah. So you'd have the parentheses 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all those parentheses, right?
Yep.
Yep. That is that software that Dennis mentioned in the first place would be a way to do that.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I think all dupe does look at the graphics.
It does.
And it does try to match them. It even has a couple of different algorithms to do it.
Hmm.
And it even lets you set a percentage tolerance for the comparison.
Wow.
So you can really kind of micromanage how it's detecting those duplicates.
So you have an answer. Looks like all dupe will do it.
Yeah, I'll post an article about it in PC World. It explains how to use it in the way that I'm describing.
Okay, and it's all dupe, ALLDUP?
Correct.
Okay. And is it free, a free software or a
it's
paid
free.
For?
It's free. Last I knew. I haven't used it in a few years, but it was free then.
All right, Sue.
Thank you. And does it also do Word files?
I don't think so. I think it's doing images. But it might work on other kinds of files.
It did say all, so you never know. All right, Sue.
Is there a software product that does Word files?
We're up to a hard break here.
We can find out.
All right, we're going to come back after the news here. We'll be right back. All right. We are back, and we're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. You're all doing your taxes, so that's why you're not online. And we understand. We understand. We understand. Let's go to Sue in Hebron again to talk about more duplication. What else do you want to talk about there, Sue?
Word files? Is there a software that does word files, that sort of thing?
Duplicates of word file. How did that happen?
Oh, just rushing to get things done and have them, you know, redoing a million times things. And
yeah. So again, you get the parentheses again, right? The word file with the parentheses?
No, I may even have just the same name.
Well, they would all be identified independently.
Differently by the date.
Well, it'll look at every property of the file and see how much of a duplicate it is.
Right. Yep. So it should take care of those files too.
I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all dupe.
All dupe.
All dupe.
It didn't say. Okay, it didn't say some dupe.
I will check it out then. I appreciate the answer, and yeah. I will check it out this weekend.
Awesome, Sue.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
A good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So you remember DeepSeek?
Yeah, I do.
You know, the Chinese created this AI based on Raspberry Pi.
It caused everybody to sell off all their NVIDIA stock because nobody needs to buy NVIDIA anymore, right?
Yeah, because it looked like the Chinese did it with, you know, old technology and
substandard chips.
Yeah. Well, there was a story that there was a lot of NVIDIA chips going through Singapore that ended up in China. And now there's a story about three folks that are charged in Singapore. Now, these are the people in Singapore that'll cane you if you drop some gum on the sidewalk. So I got a feeling there's some serious sentences going here for sending GPUs to China. But it looks like you're looking at $350 million worth of GPUs per quarter. May not have gone to where Singapore's folks said they were going to go. And could have ended up in China, which means they could have been used in the DeepSeek creation. So it could mean, surprise, surprise, that China was lying. And they did spend a lot more money on this than they really let on there, too.
Yeah,
I was listening to somebody that thought it was more like a $1 billion enterprise. So, China. You know, there's no original ideas coming out of that country. So here's what happens. We'll see what happens with NVIDIA and Singapore and these folks, but they're looking at 20 years. Now, this is not 20 years in a American prison. This is 20 years in a
this
Singapore.
Is Singaporean. Yeah, I don't want to be those guys.
No. But we'll put the story up there. You can take a look at it. And, you know, AI is getting – I've read some other story about – they're putting information into AI and it's talking again about eradicating the human race just to freak everybody out again, right? And it's just, you know, I do think it's going to be better for us than worse. Yes, we are seeing the humanoid robots too that are kind of amazing that are coming out through, you know, Tesla. And there's a bunch of companies that have some amazing humanoid type of robots. I saw one that was able to put... So let's say you walk up to these two robots and you dump a bunch of items in front of them and like bread and apple and yogurt and, you know, whatever. The two robots can on their own discern whether or not the item should go in the fridge next to them or in a drawer without anybody talking to them or anything. So they're able to. And they actually, when they pass the items to each other, they kind of look at each other like they acknowledge, like a thank you for handing me the bread. Or, it's really kind of weird and creepy.
Whoa.
But they have their, you know, fingers and hands, and they're able to open the refrigerator. And so we're looking at this coming pretty fast. The whole iRobot, you know, if you ever watched that Will Smith thing, it's coming quick. And I really think it's going to be great. Just imagine, you know, for the medical world, you know, I've fallen and I can't get up. Imagine a robot that could lift 300 pounds without any problem, right? And not have to have, some poor nurse having to get a hernia moving people around that can't be moved around. There's so many great applications. I don't know why that came to my mind, but I know that it's an issue, right? So imagine, you know, picking things up and putting them down. We wouldn't have to do that anymore, Dennis.
Great.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Steve in West Hartford next. What's happening, Steve?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Question on internet and phone. Right now at my office and a shop, I'm still paying, believe it or not, for Frontier Copper Landline.
Mm-hmm.
At like $70 a month.
Mm.
When I'm here, I use Verizon's hotspot from my phone for internet. Okay. There's a TV here that's just the antenna TV, so we get news and weather.
Yeah.
And also, I want to finally pull the trigger and go to UMA for a phone line.
Yeah.
Questions that I have are continually getting mail from Xfinity Internet Essentials. They mm-hmm. have one program for like $10 a month for 50 megabytes, 15 for up to 75 megabytes. What I like about it, there's no annual contract. There's no cancellation fees.
Good.
I say what I like about it. I don't have it yet, but
mm-hmm.
I go out of state for 3-4 months and I could shut it down if I wanted. But if I decided to go with this program here,
mm-hmm.
would this cover me for having UMA on a phone line using a laptop and a TV, you know, 50 megabytes or 75 megabytes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd even notice the difference on laptop or a lag on. I'd probably use the internet for TV as well, so you'd have antenna TV and internet if in fact I wanted to.
Yeah, just to give you an idea, before I switched over to go NetSpeed and I got a 500 connection, I had a Cox connection that was 83 megabits. And my kids were on it, using it for their gaming. We're all on it for computers. And, of course, the broadband companies are going to say, oh, how many devices do you have? It's just silly stuff. I mean, bandwidth is important, but you don't – I used to bring it up where you think of it as a water pipe. You know, you have a one-inch main coming from the road to your house. And guess what?
Yep.
You can turn on all the faucets and all the showers, and you still have enough water. It's the same thing when it comes to internet. For the most part, you could come up against people downloading 8K movies, and that could start really stuffing your line there, but you're not dealing with that. So 50 megabits, 70 megabits will be fine. You're doing it now with a hotspot on your cell phone, right? So
yeah.
And that's
I'm not doing that. I'm not using the hotspot for TV. I'm just using it for laptop, essentially.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine if that's an option, though, to go over to the... They offer.
So, I mean, is it wise to go? I mean, for $5, is it worth it to go to 75 versus 50?
For $5, yeah, I would do it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's enough for UMA laptop and TV.
Yeah.
UMA, I know you guys always talk about it. I listen to you like every single weekend. Just an awesome show.
Thank you.
And I will vote for you guys. Trust me.
Awesome.
Thank you.
We're hoping our audience takes action and all the other folks are just passive people.
I know. I listen to Shaq in the morning as well. Yeah. He changed over from just his name to the morning crew and got his votes over there. But we'll see if we can't pull the computer guys into this. And
there we go.
Get you ahead of the game.
Appreciate
but UMA, when you sign up, to get off the subject quickly, UMA, what is there? There's a one-time fee for modem and hookup?
I haven't done it in a while.
Okay.
I know that when you're going to port your phone number over to UMA, and then they're going to have there's a base or this technology where you have hardware, right, where it's going to handle the voice over IP communications to give you that update. So you have to buy UMA hardware. Yes, there would be a one-time cost for that. But once you're done there, all you're going to pay is the taxes. As long as you're not a business, I think that if you're a business, you might have a monthly cost, but then again, they don't know if you're a business or not.
No, I'm going to put it in my own name, just like on my phone.
Yeah.
You sign on and the telephone number is transferred, and then who would cancel my landline now? Like I told you, for the copper landline, it's Frontier.
Yeah.
So does UMA go ahead and cancel Frontier, or do I call and cancel once the transaction is?
Well, believe it or not, the act of porting your number away from the carrier should by default cancel the service at the other side. Now it could trigger increases. Right, because these companies always talk about bundling, and so you bundled phone and data, and you have got a price, and then you port your number over, and all of a sudden you're not the bundle anymore, and then it goes from a minor price to a double price. Who knows? We've seen that kind of thing occur. But your goal is to go to their other service, so you should be fine.
When you say go to their other service...
The one you're talking about, the $70 deal you're talking about.
Yeah, the Xfinity internet at 75 megabytes. Yeah, for a whopping $15. Oh,
that's a different company, right? Yeah.
Oh,
Xfinity. Okay. Yeah, so if you go to that, you're going to cancel everything with Frontier.
Oh, I will? Or?
No, the porting will take care of your line, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
If you have internet with them now, that would have to be canceled. If you don't have internet, you should be good. It should just cancel because there's nothing
internet
to service.
Yeah, using the Verizon hotspot off my phone.
All right, yeah. Then there's nothing else to service. It should cancel automatically.
I bought a laptop about two and a half years ago. It's an HP Pavilion, aluminum case, no plastic.
Nice.
It's an 11th gen Intel Core i5. I have 12 gigabytes of RAM and I guess 500 gigabytes of storage.
Nice.
I just use it to go online and browse. Is there anything after, I mean, literally it's just a little over 2 years, I can do to delete any files? Or it's pretty fast as it is, even with just the hotspot from my phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I go to my home where we have internet service, I turn the laptop on, bam. I mean, it's lightning fast.
Yeah, you don't have to delete anything.
No.
Your car can go 65 miles an hour with, you know, bags of concrete in it or nothing in it.
True.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm just, I pulled up what I have for storage, and it's showing 180 gigabytes used, 295 gigabytes free.
Yeah.
Absent features, it's like 108 gigabytes. I mean, is there anything I can do to bring it down? Or at this point, after 2 years, don't worry about doing anything at this point?
Yep, don't start being a computer neatnik, Steve. You're fine.
Don't fix what's not broken.
Yes.
Correct.
We don't need, trust me, that breaks causes more trouble than it's worth.
Okay. Well, it sounds good.
All right.
Like everyone says, who really, truly does enjoy your show, I love your show.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Even if I don't have a question, it's just interesting, you know?
Well, we appreciate that.
Knowledge is power. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, have a good rest of the weekend, and thank you so much.
You too. All right. There's a fan for us. He's going to vote for us.
Yeah, we got one vote.
We got one. I think Carolyn might have voted for us. Because she wants a resume builder for her to say, I was on the best in Connecticut in 2025. And we promise we'll never ask again.
Oh.
We'll never ask again. No, Carolyn, never ask again. This is a one-time miracle on ice. If we don't win, yes, we'll have to keep asking. But if we do win, we will never ask again. I promise. So we're going to be here till 11. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Four lines open for you. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. All right, we are back in the final stretch here, and the lines are all jamming up, so we do appreciate that. We got Rich in the car wants to talk a little bit about TurboTax. What's happening, Rich?
Hi there. Well, I've been using, begin with, great show.
Thank you.
Love what you guys talk about. I've been using TurboTax for several years, and I've really never had any issues with it. Seems to do things well for me.
Yeah.
But now I see that they have changed to a non-disc version. You can't get the disc anymore.
Correct, sir.
And which means then that my tax information is all going into their servers instead of staying on my own machine?
Yes, sir. Everything's going to be in the cloud.
Don't get me in the cloud. One big wind and the cloud goes poof.
I know. It does disappear.
Yeah. So is there any way to save the program files themselves onto my computer and then just run it from my computer?
Not that I've seen, because I tried that for my sons, too. And there's just too much. They're just forcing it. There's no way for you to run it not connected to the internet and not connecting your accounts so that they can preload and help you with. You could do it manually. I shouldn't say you can't do it. But they give you these ways to have their interface talk to your institutions and say, okay, let's see what Rich had for, this form or that form, and it pre-ingests it for you, tells you your taxes. It's pretty interesting, but I don't think there's a way for you to just work independently, and that is what you're asking for. You may have to find an alternative, which I couldn't even tell you.
Well, I know. It seems like, you know, whatever. All these tax companies just want to do everything online now.
There's that. And then just imagine this, too. You go to your CPA, right, and you give your CPA all your tax information. And what are they doing? Well, they're doing the same thing, putting it in a cloud-based tax product. And then you could have the third world literally doing the actual return overnight, where your CPA may not even be touching it. And then the CPA reviews it and gets it back and says, pay me now.
That's comforting to know.
Oh, that's been going on forever. That goes back 15 plus or even more than 15 years where that's what a lot of folks were doing. They would actually let the third world into their business systems and do the work overnight, you know, let them into their local servers and let them do the work overnight. So it does get you a lot of tax returns done.
Yeah. So
let's get a flat tax. Let's just get a flat tax. I mean, that's what we need.
That'll be okay with me, too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I do appreciate the info on that. And again, love your show.
Thanks,
and
Richard.
Sometimes when I'm out tooling around on Tuesday mornings, I hear your Tech Tuesday, and it's interesting to listen to that, too.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we have fun with Brian.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Richard.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
So it's going to get harder and harder to stay out of the cloud. I don't know how to tell you that there's not going to be there's usually a yin and a yang to some of this stuff where there will be a product out there that says, you know, you can do it locally. But more and more companies are saying, and we don't even care if you're not going to give us the business, we really don't care if you're not going to give us the business. So if you want it to work, here's how it works and take it or leave it. For whatever it is, I did a post recently on, I was curious as to the fallout of the CDK cloud-based thing with the auto dealerships, Dennis, and basically $1 billion in auto sales.
$1 billion?
Didn't happen due to the cloud outage for CDK. 15,000 companies being impacted is going to cost you a lot of money. So there's definite downsides to the cloud. We're going to go quickly to Tom and Higginham. What's going on, Tom?
Hi, how you doing? I was just listening to the caller who was interested in UMA.
Yeah.
And I've got some fairly recent experiences, which I might help him.
Yeah, great.
Or anybody else. One thing is they have two services. One's a basic and one's a premium. And the basic, the only thing you get charged for is the taxes.
Nice, right?
And it's otherwise free. They do charge you $49 to port your phone number over.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very adamant about having you not cancel your existing service until that number is ported. And they do provide you with a temporary phone number to use that system before the number is ported.
Yep.
Let's see. I went with the premium service because if you go that way, they waive the $49 porting fee.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying it. There's some features with it like voicemail and such.
Yeah.
A couple of things. I'm still out. Really on board with. They got, before you get the dial tone, there's a little twinkling sound, which is kind of annoying, which delays the dial tone.
Gotcha.
And so far I've found that if I dial into a system which has a menu system and they want to press one for English or whatever, the menu system does not recognize my key press.
Huh.
And there may be a way around that.
Right.
But you can go you can disable the voicemail if you've got a machine for it yourself.
Right.
You can get them to disable the twinkle before the dial tone.
Well, speaking of twinkles, we're running out of time, Tom, but I do appreciate the information you gave, and we'll put some more out there for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Hopefully it helps.
Thanks very much. I want to thank everybody for joining us. I want to thank Carolyn for producing, Mike G for doing his work.
And remember, we want you to be geeks too.
We'll see you guys next Saturday.